Zone, good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're out there. I told you that Terrence Floyd, as George Floyd's brother, has been speaking out saying, what are you doing? And I want you to hear from him telling the crowd that burning down your own city doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. Here's bite number 11, Terrence Floyd.
I understand y'all upset. But like it was already said, I doubt y'all half as upset as I am.
Come on now. Speak.
So if I'm not over here wilding out, if I'm not over here blowing up stuff,
come on.
If I'm not over here messing up my community,
come on.
Then what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all doing nothing. Because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. It may feel good for the moment, just like when you drink. But when they come down, you're going to wonder what you did.
That's right.
Let's do this another way.
There you go. Terrence Floyd, brother of George Floyd, saying, what are you doing? I'm not burning down my city. I'm not blowing stuff up. What are you doing? It's like when you wake up with a hangover, you go, what did I do that for? Chris Arps joining me now, National Advisory Board member for the National Center for Public Policy Research at Project 21. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
A lot of violence in the streets last night in St. Louis. Four police officers shot, thankfully none of them critically injured. Police officers shot at in Las Vegas, in Richmond, Virginia, and elsewhere. Churches being burned, stores being looted. How does any of this make any sense?
It makes absolutely no sense. And I'm believing, what alternative universe are you living in to believe that the president is making this situation worse by using every means at his disposal to stop this sheer madness? You know, I'm from St. Louis, and I remember the painful situation after Mike Brown was killed. That I suggested to the protesters and the demonstrators that in order to differentiate yourself from the looters and the anarchists that are coming out at night, make your protest during the day only, and they would foster so much goodwill among people if they did that. But now people are beginning to not differentiate between peaceful protesters who are out there during the day and doing the way it should be, and these anarchists that are coming out at night.
Well, let me ask you something, Chris, because I think that it's also being fueled by the likes of the little people that are on CNN. And I say little people because I find it hard to be anything but derogatory in my comments. When I see them attacking the president for walking to St. John's Church that has been burned, part of it, and holding up a Bible and calling for unity, and they denigrate the president for that. It doesn't matter what he does to try to stop the violence or bring people together. These little people on places like MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times will attack him. It doesn't matter what he does it?
No, it doesn't matter at all. But I tell you, I was very surprised. You know, I actually watch MSNBC and CNN because I like to hear what the opposition is saying and doing. But I was very surprised yesterday morning on Morning Joe when Joe Scarborough, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and another African-American professor said that these riots are actually helping President Trump's reelection. And they likened it to 1968. When Nixon was elected, and he ran on a law and order platform.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Although I think there might be more lawlessness today than I've ever witnessed in my life. I mean, is it fair for me to say, Chris, when I look at some of these riots and the looting and so forth, it looks like it's a set play, like these folks are just waiting for an excuse to get rolling, like they've got a pallet of bricks in their garage, and they just want an excuse to wheel them downtown and start throwing them. I mean, that's the way it looks.
Yeah, they're just waiting. They've already got all the materials they need to start the looting. All they're waiting for is sundown. And when that happens, that's when all hell breaks loose.
And so how do we stop it here? Obviously, I think Terrence Floyd's call for peace, saying, what are you doing? I'm not burning down buildings. He's and trust me, George Floyd's death must be investigated thoroughly. His killer must be prosecuted. I can find no justification for that officer sitting on that guy's neck. Now, if George Floyd had been white, we probably never would have heard about it. But it's just as egregious no matter what he does. Putting your knee on somebody's throat for upwards of 10 minutes until they're non-responsive, that there's no excuse for that on any level, period.
Yeah, there's no excuse. And, you know, I've seen polls that said that up to 80% of Americans were horrified by what happened to Mr. Floyd. I'd like to meet the other 20%.
Yeah, me too.
But there's overwhelming just disgust by the American people what happened. And I think the demonstrators and the protesters have just lost so much goodwill because they won't publicly take a strong stand to differentiate themselves from these protesters or from these looters. And as I said, I think they would gain so much goodwill if they do that. And I'd like to see, you know, the Democratic Party's leadership come more out against this. You know, you hear it here,
but they
here
won't
and there,
because no, no, no,
they're more about scoring points against the president
exactly.
and trying to stop these riots.
That's exactly what they want. They want to be able to use it as a political point that they can make and move forward. We have about just less than a minute here, and I want to ask you, Chris,
sure.
Do you think that the president naming Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization is proper? I do. I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
I think it's proper because unless you're really a political junkie or really into the news, most people have no idea or probably even heard of Antifa. And I think the president designating them a terrorist group puts them on the people's radar screen so that we can all know who these people really are.
Well, Chris, I greatly appreciate you being here. As always, we're going to keep you on speed dial because you bring common sense to the conversation, which we appreciate in a time of chaos. Chris Arps, National Advisory Board member for the National Center for Public Policy Research at Project 21 here in the No Panic
Thank
Zone.
You, Steve.
We'll be right back. Thank you.